This is the BBC.
Hi, I'm Felicity Finch, Ruth in The Archers. And just before you revel in the latest Archers omnibus, I'd like to tell you about the Radio 4 Christmas Appeal. For 90 years, BBC radio listeners have been there for thousands of homeless and vulnerable people across the UK by supporting the work of St Martin in the Fields. Here at St Martin's, staff and volunteers work around the clock, helping people get off the streets so they can rebuild their lives. And through the Vicar's Relief Fund, St Martin's makes thousands of crisis grants each year to homeless people or those at risk of homelessness right across the UK. Please help to change lives. You can make a difference by making a donation to the BBC Radio 4 Christmas Appeal. You can make a donation by going to the Radio 4 website. Now please enjoy this week's Archers Omnibus.
You know, it's our anniversary in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yes.
I've been thinking I'd really like to treat Ian, maybe book a couple of nights at Matcham Grange.
Oh, isn't that where Jolene and Kenton went recently?
Yeah, they've got spa facilities and a fabulous new chef, apparently.
Darling, you don't think that might be a little too much at this stage?
How do you mean?
Only that I know how easy it is thinking you can solve everything by making one huge special effort.
Well, I don't think...
Look, all I'm saying is be careful you don't invest too much.
It's okay, Mum. It's not like I'm whisking him off to Paris or something.
No, but perhaps just a lovely meal out would do as well.
We can do that any time, though.
What time's lunch?
Oh, about 20 minutes or so. I'm just putting on the vegetables.
Will you be joining us, Adam?
No, thanks. I'd better get off.
You sure? It smells absolutely delicious. Sure, we've got room for one more, haven't we, Jenny?
Of course.
No, it's a really kind offer, but I've already made arrangements.
Well, never mind. Perhaps another time.
Sure, that'd be nice.
Good.
I know. Why don't you and Ian come over for supper on Friday? We're not doing anything then, are we, Brian?
Not that I know of.
OK, I'll check with Ian. See if he's free.
Good.
They certainly owe him a Friday night off. I'll let you know.
Right. That was a nice idea of yours, darling.
Well, so long as it doesn't become an evening filled with awkward silences.
Oh, shouldn't think so. Though they're certainly not back to where they were. That's going to take some time.
Actually, Jenny, there's something I need to discuss with you.
Oh, and there's something I want to tell you. You know that I was saying
Sorry,
about
but this is really important.
Yeah, well, so is mine.
No, no, Jenny, sit down. I'll pour us both a glass of wine.
But I'm still cooking.
I'm sure it'll manage perfectly well without you for 5 minutes.
Really? And I can't think what...
Please, Jenny, please, just sit.
Oh, right. Very well.
There you are. I've been on the phone with Justin for the last couple of hours.
Oh, on a Sunday morning?
Well, it's to do with something we've had in mind for a little while now. And it looks like it's just moved a step closer.
But what is it?
Well, at the very least, it should help you understand why I've taken such a hard line with Adam over the herbal lays.
Please, Brian, just tell me.
All right, Jenny. Justin wants BL to sell a block of estate land.
Oh, is that all?
Well, actually, it's a pretty big chunk, 337 acres.
Oh, that is a lot. But why are you telling me?
Because I want you to understand what I'm going to say.
Which is?
I've seen this coming for some time. BL needs to raise some cash to reinvest in development land. Justin thinks this is the moment.
And the board agrees with him?
Oh. No, not yet. Justin's planning to introduce the proposal at our meeting next week. But if our hunch is right, the board should grab it with both hands.
But why does all this matter to us?
Because, as it happens, it's land next to Home Farm.
Oh.
It extends over to the east towards Pennyhasset. You know, that little bit of woodland with the stream running through.
Uh-huh. I think I see where this is going.
Well, assuming the board approves the sale, it'd go on the market in the new year.
And what are you suggesting, Brian?
That we bid for it.
But...
Justin's idea is that we buy it privately so it never goes on the market.
Oh, is that wise?
It's a fantastic opportunity, darling, if we can get it at the right price.
Oh, and how much?
Okay, now, I know this is going to sound like a lot.
Oh, no, just tell me, Brian.
We need to raise somewhere between 2.5 and 3 million.
What?
Now, I think we can realise about 1 million of that by cashing in some shares and insurance policies.
Oh, is that a good idea?
It's not money we're relying on. It'll be fine.
Well, what about the rest of it, though?
Well, with interest rates as low as they are at the moment, it's perfectly doable as a loan. So let's just say we get it for around 2.7 million, something like that. We'd be looking to borrow 1.7.
Oh, goodness.
As I say, it's a lot to take in.
Oh, well, it's a massive debt to take on at our age.
Yes, you're right, and nothing's been decided yet.
Does Adam know about this?
No.
Well, you must talk to him, and as soon as possible.
Oh, I will, I promise. But this really is our opportunity to guarantee the long-term future of Home Farm, Jenny. And these sort of chances don't come along very often.
So how come it's still here, Toby?
I know, I'm sorry.
But you said you were going to get rid of it.
I will, I promise.
We've got to get this still out of here ASAP.
I'm going to make some calls this afternoon. But I am so, so sorry, Pip.
Just so you keep saying.
I mean it. It just was
just
such a stupid...
Just stop, Toby, okay?
I promise. As soon as I find someone...
I believe you. I just want you to do it.
Okay. Thanks for being so understanding, Pip.
We both know Dad could come back any time, and if he finds it still...
Oh, no, the eggs!
And your toast!
Oh, damn!
Oh. But I should never have let you do it in the first place, should I?
And I should never have got you involved. None of it's your fault.
Oh. Hi, Mum.
Hi. Are you busy this afternoon?
No. No, I don't think so.
How do you fancy doing the cows with me? Give us a chance to catch up.
Yeah, why not?
Say 2:30?
Okay.
Great. Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I'll see you later.
Right. Bye.
Bye.
So, you're going to see your mum?
Yes.
I don't know what I'm going to say when I next see her.
Well, how about I've moved the still?
Look, if we take on the land here, mm-hmm. It means we're farming a seriously bigger unit.
Do we need to be bigger?
Well, that's the name of the game these days. Reduce your unit costs so you operate at maximum efficiency.
But only at a huge and unnecessary cost in the first place.
No, Adam, no. No, it'll make our operation much more flexible. For a start, we won't be nearly as reliant on the other contract work to use our machines efficiently.
We'll still go on doing Brookfield?
Oh, of course.
But why now? Why take on this huge debt now?
It's perfectly affordable on our current acreage.
But... given the recent volatility in grain markets, not to mention Brexit...
Come on, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, so you keep saying. But look at where the land is. It's not even the best on the estate.
Yeah, I know that. But with your expertise on soil fertility, we can soon bring it up to scratch.
You're serious about this, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Well, in that case, I suppose we'd better walk the land and check it out.
That's fine, Pip. They're looking good, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing well.
Definitely makes our lives easier, having so many of them dry this time of year.
Oh, that's true.
I told you it was a good system, didn't I?
Was there anything else, Mum?
We haven't really talked about this still business, have we?
I don't know what else there is to say.
Well, I haven't seen you since... I hope you're not avoiding us.
I've been busy.
Are you sure?
Well, after Dad nearly battered down the door on Friday, then gave us that ultimatum...
I know. He was really angry.
And pretty damn scary, too.
Well, you can hardly blame him, though. That still's completely illegal.
Yes. But I know that now.
And you didn't before?
No. I swear it was as much a shock to me as it was to you.
But how could Toby have thought it was okay?
I don't know. You know, I'd never have agreed to go along with it if I'd known.
Do you think maybe he didn't care?
Look,
Mum, I know Toby can be an idiot sometimes, but this wasn't deliberate. You know, he probably just didn't think it through.
Oh, I hope you're right, Pip.
No, I am. You should see how sorry he is.
Well, being sorry is one thing, but has he got rid of the still yet?
Well, it's packed and ready to go.
If someone tells the authorities...
No,
about
I know.
It,
we'd all be in big trouble.
It's no joke, Pip.
No, he'll apply for a licence as soon as he can, too.
That's not the point, though.
No. No, I know.
Pip, I can see you have strong feelings about it.
Look, Mum, I know how maddening and frustrating Toby can be, but he's exciting too and fun.
Matthew was fun as well, but he'd never have done anything like this.
But Matthew's history, Mum. It's Toby who's here now, and he's who I want to be with.
All I want is for you to be happy, Pip.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Do you want to come in for a cup of tea?
No. I'm fine, thanks.
Well, I'll leave you to it then.
Okay.
Watcher?
How are you getting on moving that still?
Ah, and hello to you too.
But I've just had my mum go on about it. She's not thrilled.
I'm doing it, I promise. I've made a couple of inquiries.
Just get rid of it, Toby, okay?
I've talked to Adam about this proposal with the estate land.
Ah, and what does he think?
Well, like you, he has one or two concerns, particularly about the money.
So, it's not just me?
No, but hopefully it's nothing we can't resolve between us.
I hope that's true.
We're going to take a look at the land together tomorrow.
Before making any decisions?
Of course. Oh, that's still a long way off.
Oh, good.
And we talked about some of the things we could do with it that you'd like as well, like planting more trees and looking at the environmental potential.
So long as it's not just window dressing.
Oh, it wouldn't be, I promise.
Now, remember I was going to tell you something?
Oh, yeah?
Well, not that it'll be a huge surprise, but...
What's that?
Lillian and... Well, I suppose I've had suspicions for some time about her and Justin.
What about them?
They're having an affair.
What?
She told me outright this morning... Well, I think she was quite relieved, actually.
But surely... What about Miranda?
Well, she doesn't know. At least they've been discreet enough for that.
Well, does anyone else know?
Just Tony. He found out last week, apparently.
Oh, you've got to be careful.
Well, precisely. The last thing they want is word going round the village.
Not to mention the board.
Can you imagine if Mum found out from, well, Susan Carter or someone?
Did Lillian say how long it's been going on for?
Oh, several months, I think.
So it's pretty serious.
Well, yes, I suppose so. But that's not the
point.
Now,
wait a minute, Jenny. If they're together, then it can only be good for this land deal.
Oh, Brian.
Close family ties and all that. Yes, it's bound to help. I mean, if Justin's involved with your sister, then this might just be what clinches it.
I'm checking the fields with Brian this afternoon.
And I'm seeing Helen this evening.
Ah, give her my love, won't you?
I will.
Oh, and did I tell you Mum's invited us to supper on Friday?
No.
Oh, sorry. I meant to say last night.
Well, you were in your room by the time I got in.
That's not good, is it?
Well, it was nearly midnight.
So, do you think you can make it?
Yeah, I'll check, but I think it should be fine. Well, it's not a special occasion, is it?
No, Mum just thought it'd be a nice idea.
I love your mum's cooking.
You know, it's our anniversary coming up.
That's true.
I was thinking...
Go on, you go first.
Okay. How about we go away together? A couple of nights, maybe? Or just one, if it's tricky getting time off?
Oh, Adam, I...
Kenton's been talking about Matcham Grange.
Hold on. Sorry, Adam.
Is there a problem?
Well, I'm not sure we should be rushing into things like that just yet.
But it's our anniversary.
I know.
Don't you want to celebrate?
I'd like to be sure exactly what we're celebrating.
Oh.
All I'm saying is, I think perhaps we need to take things a little slower.
Right.
I don't think we're at the stage of going away for a weekend just yet. Do you?
Right. No, perhaps not.
Well, how about a night out together this week? I'm off on Thursday evening. We could go out for a meal or go to a movie or something.
Okay, that sounds good. Where do you fancy?
Don't mind. Why don't you surprise me?
So I just wanted to check that you knew I wouldn't be in tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, Mum mentioned it. It's the big family photo shoot, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
You must be excited.
Oh, yes. We're going to Shirelle's.
Where?
Oh, they do all the society events. You know, the ones in Borsetshire Life, that sort of thing.
Mm, sounds smart. Mm.
Well, you've got to push the boat out sometimes, haven't you?
Emma mentioned you've been trying out several different dresses.
Oh, yes. Still haven't made the final decision.
No, but it's important to get these things right.
Oh, definitely. It'll be a shame if I only use it once.
Oh, perhaps Neil can find a Christmas ball to take you to.
Oh, it's been enough of a struggle getting him to the photo shoot, let alone a festive social.
Helen, have you run out of Tom's sausages?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Well, never mind.
Well, he's dropping off some more this afternoon. I can put some by if you like.
Yes, if you wouldn't mind. How's little Jack getting on?
Oh, great, thanks. Mum's looking after him this morning. Oh,
Pat was saying he started on solids now.
He certainly has. And he's sitting up on his own now.
Oh, clever boy.
Right, that's 17:59, thanks.
Here you go, darling.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, are we keeping you up?
Sorry. Jack's still teething. I'm lucky if I get more than a couple of hours at a stretch.
Oh, poor you.
Right, do you want to enter your pin, Aunt Lillian?
I was just the same with Emma and Christopher.
Yeah, I was lucky with James, thank goodness. He slept like a top.
You'll be at rehearsals later, Lillian.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Sir. We're going through the opening sequence, aren't we?
Mm. What do you think about it?
What, the opening sequence?
No, the whole panto, Mother Goose.
Well, it's an interesting choice.
It's just Kira was asking me to explain the story the other day, and it's quite hard to do.
I thought it was a very traditional panto this year.
Thanks,
well,
darling.
The style's traditional, but the story, well... I mean, you know where you are with Aladdin and Cinderella, don't you?
Well, we can still have some fun with it, can't we?
Oh, don't get me wrong. I am looking forward to being Queen Eleonora and putting paid to the Demon Squire's evil schemes.
Well, I'm really looking forward to watching it. Actually, I might see if Henry'd like to be in it too. Linda says she's still looking for children to play in the Gosling chorus.
Oh, Kira would love that.
Mm. Oh, excuse me. Hello? Justin? Would you mind holding on?
She's always busy with Justin, isn't she?
Well, she's his social secretary.
Oh, I know. But it was clever casting by Linda, wasn't it? They're so good together.
So you'll be here for the BL Christmas party on the 22nd?
Yes, and then I'm afraid I'll be dashing home for Christmas.
Yes, of course.
But the good news is I'll be back for the Boxing Day hunt, and then I'll be staying in Ambridge right through till the weekend. And no Miranda.
Oh.
So when we're not rehearsing or performing in the panto, we can make the Dower House our little retreat.
Sounds wonderful. But actually, Justin, there is something that I need to tell you.
What's that?
You see, the thing is...
Auntie Lillian?
You're not telling me there's someone else, are you?
You forgot your salted caramel sauce.
I tell you what, Justin, let's talk about it later, shall we?
Oh, sorry. Didn't realise you were still on the phone.
Oh, yes, all right. Well, if it's not urgent...
No, it can wait.
You've got to admit, this wheat crop isn't looking great.
Yeah, round the gateway. I mean, the soil's always going to be more compacted.
We can walk further in if you like. I doubt it'll be much different.
Oh, come on, Adam.
But you know as well as I do, Brian, RB Farming hammered the estate land when they took over the contract.
You can't blame it all on them.
Well, no, we hammered it too over the years. And it shows. Too much of the estate land is in this state.
Well, even if it is, you're just the man to bring the soil back up again. 'Tis your speciality after all.
Your flattery is charming.
No, I mean it. I mean, just think about the potential. Yeah, okay, it needs work. In 5 or 10 years' time, after a few cover crops and no-till, we could have nearly 2,000 acres of land in prime condition.
Well, you seem to have changed your tune.
Well, things are different now.
just don't get why you're so keen to add overheads, especially when there's so much more we can do on the land we've got.
You're not looking at the big picture.
But why take on such a massive debt at this stage?
Do you think I'm too old for this?
Well, yes, to be honest, I suppose I do.
Charming. I mean, you've never really thought that way, have you, expansively?
I've never been a great gambler, no.
Well, believe it or not, I'm doing this for you.
Oh, really?
Yes, and the others. It's for all of you. It won't be me or your mother who'll see the benefit of this.
Then why make it so hard?
Look, I agree the timing's not perfect, but I very much doubt there'll be another chance like this in my lifetime.
Well, that doesn't mean we have to take it.
Why ever not? Don't you see? Buying this land could secure the future for you, for all my children. We've got to do it.
You may think that I'm Mr. Nice, but under here beats a heart of ice.
Very good, darling.
No, it's your cue, Lillian.
Oh, sorry. Where are we? There. Oh, yeah. Mr. Nice, he must be joking. I'm sure he's got something cooking. An evil plot of devilish intent, using henchmen to chase the rent. A clever plan is what I need, something cunning to foil his greed. Oh, dear, it does go on a bit.
Well, you've got to admire her for writing it all in couplets, though.
I suppose so.
Is Kenton here yet?
No, his car broke down in Felpisham, seeing how much it'll cost to fix.
Well, let's hope he spared the wrath of Linda. Did I say how divine you look in that dress?
Thank you. I chose it specially for you.
Then I'm flattered. Now, what was it you were going to tell me earlier?
Oh, yes. You see, I'm afraid that some of my family have found out what's going on between us.
Well, I suppose it was only a matter of time before your sister guessed. I know how close you are.
Yes, and Tony knows too.
Ah.
I'm not entirely happy about the situation, but I'm sure it won't go any further. Neither Jenny nor Tony will breathe a word, I'm sure.
Well, that's all that matters. I can't have Miranda embarrassed.
No, of course not.
But, you know, I do love my time with you, even being here in this ridiculous play. You're the only reason I'm doing it.
Thank you, Justin.
I'm so looking forward to our Christmas break.
Linda's ready for you now, seeing as Kenton's not here.
Oh, right.
Oh, sorry. Was I interrupting?
No, that's fine.
No, we were just catching up on our lines.
Yes, right.
Well, don't forget to switch your phones off. Linda's already had a go at me.
Oh, has she?
I've still so many things to sort out for tomorrow. We're having our photograph taken at Sherelle's.
Oh, yes.
But no one else seems to be taking it seriously.
Oh, darling, I'm sure they are.
No, honestly, Lillian, they're not. Even Christopher's saying him and Alice might not get there on time.
I tell you what, Justin, you go ahead. Tell Linda I'll be there in a couple of minutes.
All right. But don't take too long or I might just have to do my song and dance routine.
He's not auditioning for the talent contest, is he?
Oh, perish the thought. Now, look, what's all this about people not taking it seriously?
Oh, it just feels like... Well, if I wasn't pushing, no one else would be bothered.
I'm sure Alice is up for it.
So long as they get there on time.
Of course they will.
Oh, and trying to persuade Neil or Ed to spend more than 5 seconds on how they look is a nightmare.
Now, look, what about the dress? Have you decided which one you're wearing?
Well, I think so. I'm going with the buttercup.
Oh, well, yellow's a lovely colour, and it really suits you.
Do you think so? That's not what Linda thought. Or Clary.
Oh, don't listen to them. It'll be perfect.
Oh, hope so.
You will be the star of the show, darling.
Well done, Ian. He's fast asleep. You've got the magic touch.
I don't know about that. I think this wee man was just overtired.
Do you want to try putting him in the Moses basket?
No. I'm okay holding him.
Okay, if you're sure.
Where's Henry got to?
Oh, he wanted to finish building his Lego before bedtime.
What's he making this time?
A space station, apparently.
Oh, nice. How's he doing with Jack?
Yeah, he adores him. Well, except when the crying wakes him up.
Well, you both need all the sleep you can get.
Yeah. Especially with a hearing coming up next week. Oh, Ian, I'm just praying it goes our way.
Yeah, but if it does and they reduce Rob's contact time, that'd be fantastic.
Yep, I know. But there are no guarantees.
Oh, year I've got ye.
Oh, he looks so cosy with his Uncle Ian. So what about you? How are things with Adam?
Well, you know.
Got to give it time, Ian. All relationships go through bad patches. People start taking each other for granted. You just need to find that spark again.
Well, it's easier said than done.
But perhaps you could shake things up a bit. Have some fun.
Well, I've suggested a date night, if that's what you mean.
Well, that's a good start.
I've told Adam to surprise me, so that should be interesting.
When you first started going out with him, what was it that attracted you?
I thought he was hot. but honestly, it was just the sense that I'd finally met my soulmate. Somebody I could trust and, well, yeah, have fun with.
And there's no reason you can't get that back, you know.
Well, I hope you're right. I really do.
Ruth, has David been over to check if that still's gone yet?
Not today. He's been busy.
I do it myself, but
Pip says Toby's looking for someone who can take it.
He should have got rid of it by now.
We don't know. He hasn't yet, Jill. I was thinking maybe we should pop over to Lower Loxley this weekend. You'd like to look round the German market, wouldn't you?
Yes, maybe.
And Ben definitely wants to try out the ice rink. Actually, I suggested that Adam tries the skating too. I bumped into him in the shop this morning. He was trying to think of somewhere unusual for a night out.
I simply don't understand how Pip's been so taken in by
Did you say you'd spoken to Shua this morning?
Oh, yes. She's pleased that Alistair's decided to go into partnership with Anisha.
Oh, that's good. Doesn't she do a lot of work with horses?
That's right. Having a meeting on Friday to discuss terms.
Oh, I've just remembered something for the shopping list.
And if that goes well, the solicitors can start drawing up contracts.
So it'll happen quite quickly then.
Not too quickly, I hope.
Be a nice change for Alistair to have someone to share the call-outs. Me and Shula might even be able to take a holiday next year. Mm.
What do you think Toby does all day? It's certainly got nothing to do with farming.
I honestly don't know, Jill. I've put cereal down as well. Ben gets through packets like nobody's business.
We've nearly run out of chamomile tea.
Don't worry, it's on the list. Presumably the new vet will be looking for somewhere to live round here.
Shula said she mentioned Blossom Hill Cottage.
Oh, we shall be pleased. But do you think she knows about...
Probably not. But then, just because something bad's happened, it doesn't stop people living there afterwards.
True. Don't suppose anything very exciting's ever happened at Brookfield.
Well, if it has, it hasn't stopped us from being happy. Apart from the odd uninvited guest.
I mustn't forget David's shearing form either.
Oh, look who's here.
Who is it?
Hi there.
Oh, hi, Pip.
I thought I'd just pop in. Say hello.
Oh, that's nice. You finished now?
Yeah, I am. How are you, Gran?
I'm fine, thank you, Pip. Though I'd be even better if I knew that still had gone.
Okay, Gran. We've got the message.
I expect you'll be sad to see the cattle go this week.
Which ones are those?
The ones Pip's been grazing at Home Farm with Adam. Which day are they going?
Thursday. And it doesn't look like we'll get the chance to put another lot through.
That's a pity.
I know. They really have done well on the herbal lays.
Live weight gains are nearly 1.5 kilos per day, on average.
That is good.
And the costs have been really low. No concentrates, just grazing.
It's all been very impressive.
Well, your Herefords have done well on the system too.
I know.
Perhaps you could think about running a similar scheme here.
Certainly an option. Oh,
that would be great.
When will you get paid?
By the end of the week. Hopefully. A nice fat cheque from the abattoir.
Don't spend it all at once.
Oh, no, I won't. I've got to pay Mum and Dad back first, anyway.
You'll still have made a good profit, though.
It's just such a shame Brian's decided to put a stop to it.
Do you think there's any chance he'll change his mind?
Adam doesn't think so. Oh, and I'll be lucky to ever get half as good an opportunity again.
It's been great experience, though.
Yeah, I need more, though. Just working at home isn't enough. If I'm going to become a better farmer.
I tell you one thing that would help.
Oh, what's that?
Leaving Toby Fairbrother behind.
I think it's this one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, look, it says Shorell's Photography Studio there.
There's no lights on there.
Well, perhaps they're in the dark room, Susan.
Do they still use dark rooms? Hmm? It's all digital now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
I hope everyone finds it all right. It's a bit tucked away.
Well, if we've managed, I'm sure they can. You did send them all directions, didn't you?
Of course I did. Oh, Ed had better not get lost.
Let's hope Christopher and Alice get here on time.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Do you think this doorbell works? I can't hear it ringing.
Well, they must do, otherwise how would they know people were here?
It's ever so dark inside. There's no lights on at all, even at the back.
You can't see anyone?
No. Oh, look, I'll give him a call.
Yeah, all right, love. Well, we are here a bit early, I suppose.
They should be here, though.
Well, yes, but...
No, look, shh. Neil, it's ringing. Oh, no, it's gone to answer phone.
Yeah, look, you definitely made the right choice with that dress. You look gorgeous.
Oh, Neil, please. Hello, it's Susan Carter here. We've got an appointment at 5:30 for a family portrait. It's just gone 4:15, but there's nobody here. Can you call me back, please, and let me know what's happening as soon as possible? Thank you.
You didn't leave your number.
No. Oh, it'll be on their display, won't it?
I hope so.
Oh, this is all we need.
Did you hear what I said about your dress? That looks lovely.
Oh, I'm not sure now. What if it's too bright?
No, that would light up the studio, that yellow.
Should have never listened to Lillian.
Oh, it wouldn't matter which one you chose, love. You look great in all of them.
How can you say that, Neil? The green one was dreadful.
Yeah, all right. Not the green one, then. Ah, the others should be here any minute.
They find it all right and they set off in time.
Yeah, they will have.
Oh, it's Alice. She says they're 5 minutes away, but there's a bit of traffic.
I'll see. I told you.
They're cutting it a bit fine. And I don't know why Ed and Emma aren't here yet.
They picked up the kids okay, didn't they?
So Emma said. Oh, look at the state of your hands, Neil.
Look, nobody's going to be looking at my hands.
I said you should have used my hand cream.
Well, I've had enough stick from Jazza and Johnny as it is, without smelling of peonies.
Was that a drop of rain?
Well, I don't know. Oh, maybe. We can go and wait in the car if you like.
Oh, no. Here's Emma now with Kira. Where's Ed and George?
Oh, Ed's still parking up. They'll be here in a minute.
We can't get in anyway.
What?
There's no one here.
Oh, I expect they'll be here any minute. Your mum's left a message.
Well, they haven't got back to me, though.
Well, we would have been here sooner, only Mrs. Jeffries was telling me there's been a bug going round.
Oh, no.
Is Kira okay?
Not really. She ain't feeling well.
She's a bit pasty.
Oh, poor you, Poppet, eh? She does look pale.
Oh, well, so long as she can hold out.
Susan, if she's not well...
It's not going to help standing outside, especially if it's raining.
It's only a few drops.
What if she can't hold on? Is there a toilet somewhere?
I don't know. Oh, you'll be all right, won't you, sweetheart? Just hold on for... Oh, who's this? Oh, it's Sherelle's.
Well, what are they saying?
They've overrun on a location shoot and can't get here before 6.
Oh, no.
Call themselves professional. You can't trust anyone these days.
You just have to pull Toby down, don't you?
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't.
Please, you two, this isn't helping.
I wonder what he's going to do next. Smuggling, perhaps, or poaching, maybe.
No, Jill, no, honestly. Actually, no, he isn't. He isn't giving up because it's a fantastic idea.
Oh, really?
Yes. Once he's found somewhere for the still and got his licence, he'll be making perfectly legal artisan gin.
And even if he does, he'll barely stick at it for 5 minutes.
No, it's a growing industry and he could be really successful.
But nothing we've seen from him so far because...
Jill, I think we should at least give Toby the benefit of the doubt. So long as he does what Pip says and that still disappears from Brookfield.
It will, Mum. I promise.
And he only makes promises to get people on his side.
That's not true.
Then he breaks them as carelessly as he'll break your heart, Pip, if you let him. His father was exactly the same.
But that's it. I'm not listening to any more of this.
Now look what you've done.
But you agree with what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Not all of it. Pip's feeling bad enough as it is with the herbal liz finishing.
Well, I'm sorry about that,
maybe
but...
it'd be better if you just kept out of her love life.
No, Ruth. I'm not going to ignore my granddaughter or turn my back on her.
I'm not saying that
I always knew Toby Fairbrother was a bad influence. Look at his track record with the geese and the hens. And even his own brother sacked him. And now this.
I know, but you're not...
The way he treats women, too. Believe me, Toby's no good. And the sooner Pip realises that, the better.
All right, Kira, we'll be going home in a minute.
So that's Monday the 12th.
Oh, it won't be long now, Kira.
And you'll definitely
promise.
Give us a come discount. On, then. Thank you.
So it's rescheduled, yeah?
Yes. Same time, a week on Monday.
Yeah, it should be okay.
Right. Well, shall we make a move then?
Yes. Oh, it's Alice again. Oh, they're still stuck in traffic.
Bet she was late leaving work, as usual.
Yeah, you should give her a call.
Oh, I will in a minute. But I'm beginning to wonder why I ever bothered. And where have Ed and George got to?
Oh, that's Holly.
Holly? What's she doing here?
Oh, Ed let George bring her. They've been practising their tricks for this talent show audition tomorrow.
I am absolutely not having the dog in our family photos. You'll be wanting the turkey in there too at this rate.
They were going to leave Holly in the car.
Yeah, what sort of tricks can she do?
Well, she can make her food disappear in 5 seconds flat. That's about it. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
Will you carry me, Grand?
Oh, all right, sweetheart.
Yeah, you be with your granddad.
Yeah, come on, Kira, come on. Up now, up we go. There, that's it.
At least I can return this dress now and get the money back.
What, and you're going to wear it for the shoe?
No, your dad's right. It's too bright. Maybe I should have gone for the blue.
Undo your coat, let's have another look.
Oh, I've made my mind up.
No, go on, I want to see again.
You'll have to stop jiggling around, Kira, or I'll put you back down.
Oh, you know what? It does look amazing on you.
It should do for that price.
I think you should definitely keep it.
Well, maybe for the next couple of weeks, anyway.
Right, Kira, I did warn you. You're coming back down.
It is a shame we couldn't...
Hey, Kira, are you feeling all right? Hey, look out, Dad.
Oh, no, Kira. Keep her away from me. Neil!
She's going to be sick.
Oh,
there's always more washing, isn't there?
There is with a baby.
Rob's turned up.
I know.
Poor Tony. Hopefully things might be different after next week's hearing.
Well, let's just wait and see.
Wouldn't it be good if we got Judge Loomis again? He knows all about Rob.
Here's hoping.
Well, whoever it is, I hope they take notice of that psychologist's report.
Please, Mum, let's not go there.
No, okay. Henry's playing nicely.
Yeah, it's a shame Kira couldn't come round after all.
Oh, it's not worth it. Not with that bug.
No, even if she is feeling a bit better today.
And poor Susan. She was so upset.
Oh, I can imagine. I assume the dress was ruined.
She still doesn't know if the stains will come out.
Oh, I meant to say, Kaz just phoned.
Oh, how is she? She's being released soon, isn't she?
Yeah, Friday.
Bet she's really looking forward to going home.
Yeah, she is. Mum, I hope you don't mind, but I asked whether she'd like to visit us the week after Christmas with the children.
Oh, Helen, that's a lovely idea.
You don't mind?
Of course not.
It was a bit strange, though. She was really keen at first and then suddenly got cold feet about the whole thing.
I wonder why.
She didn't want to say, but basically it was the money for the train fares.
Oh, well, we must pay that.
Well, that's what I said.
Good.
It took a bit of persuasion, but...
Well, I'm glad you persuaded her. I'm really looking forward to meeting her.
Jack's first Christmas. Seeing Kaz again. It's going to be a Christmas to remember.
All right, Tom?
Oh, hi, Eddie.
You want to be careful, mate. Multitasking like that.
What, texting and walking?
Yeah, you might crash into something. Oh, you're Mr. Popular.
No, it's just someone I met on this course I went on last week.
Oh, yeah? This for the scholarship thing?
Yeah.
The one that's paying for you to swan off around the world?
It's not like that, Eddie. It's a good scheme.
Sounds like a big freebie to me.
Well, apart from the Nuffield tie they gave us, there were no freebies at all.
No?
No, it was an induction, telling us what to expect and a chance to meet the other scholars.
Ooh, scholars, eh? Sounds like a posh school.
Actually, hardly any of them are posh. They're just good people with great ideas.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
And with any luck, we'll all stay in touch with each other. Yeah, so long as I don't mess up my study project and write a decent report.
See? It's like I was saying, posh school.
Is Clary in the dairy?
Yeah, she said she'd wait for me there.
Oh, no, not again.
What's that?
Johnny's invited Freddie Pargeter over again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, last time there were pizza boxes and popcorn cartons everywhere. And as for their taste in music...
So you'll be escaping to the ball, will you?
Oh, not tonight. I've got rehearsals. Though that's probably even worse than staying in with Freddie and Johnny.
Well, is this Henry's outfit for the nativity?
Yep.
Oh, I love the silk turban.
You've done a really good job on that, Helen. Let's just hope the other two wise men don't let the side down.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Come on, Jack, eat up.
Definitely beats the usual tea towel and dressing gown combo.
That's the shepherd's, Kirsty.
Oh, yeah.
Has he calmed down now, Helen?
Yeah, I think so. Henry got quite upset while he was trying on his costume.
Did he?
When I explained why he couldn't see Kira today.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Poor Susan, I shouldn't laugh, but...
I know.
Anyway, I suggested that since Henry was so excited about the nativity play, perhaps he'd like to be a gosling in Mother Goose.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
He went ballistic and said he didn't want to do it.
Really?
And the more I talked about it, the more upset he got.
He hasn't fallen out with Kira, has he?
No, I don't think so. He just kept saying he wasn't doing it, so I gave up talking about it in the end.
Wouldn't it be enough to put anyone off seeing Toby dressed as a goose?
Oh, come on, Jack. Open wide.
Has Tom told you about these talent show auditions Linda's running tonight?
Yeah. I'm still not sure I understand where it fits in with the main panto.
Oh, it's entertainment for the interval. The audience can watch three different acts and vote for their favourite.
Oh, makes a change from a half-time raffle, I suppose.
And you never know, there might be another Susan Boyle out there.
In Ambridge? Shouldn't think so. Right. Pies in.
Somebody was saying Barry's got a unicycle.
That doesn't sound very likely either.
The whole thing sounds more like Toby wanting to show off.
Yes, probably. Now, I'll just let Tony know when this is going to be ready. Can you keep an eye on things for me?
Sure.
Oh, Jack, for heaven's sake! Now look what you've done. Oh.
Is everything okay, Helen?
Oh, I'm fine.
You sure?
No, not really.
What is it?
It's just, well, the way Henry reacted, it's so unlike him.
It doesn't sound that bad.
He didn't see him, Kirsty. He was so upset.
But aren't all five-year-olds like that? One minute they're really upset and the next everything's fine again.
No, this was different. I worry. All those months with Rob, it must have affected Henry. I don't know, it feels like he doesn't want to do things anymore.
He's still doing the nativity play, isn't he?
Well, yes, that's true.
Okay. He's like Jack. One minute they don't want something, the next they can't get enough of it.
Yeah, you're probably right. Come on, you.
If you look at it another way, it's actually a good sign.
Why?
Because he's obviously secure enough to tell you how he really feels.
Do you think so?
Yes. And that's got to be a good thing, hasn't it?
Was that the last one, Toby?
Yeah, unless Kenton turns up with his ventriloquist dummy.
Please tell me you're not serious.
No, you're okay, Linda. No ventriloquists. So, what did you think?
Well, since you ask, I have to say that...
Wasn't that trick George and Holly did with the ball and biscuit brilliant?
No, Toby, it wasn't. After three attempts, they still only got it half right. Well,
Barry's unicycling was good, though.
Far too dangerous.
How about Molly Button's belly dance?
Hardly appropriate for a family show. But the absolute nadir has to be Nathan Booth. What on earth was he doing with those ping-pong balls?
Yeah. So you didn't like any of them?
I'm afraid not.
Well, you haven't seen my juggling yet, Linda.
I'm sure your juggling is marvellous, Toby, but we need more than one act, don't we?
Don't tell me you're abandoning the idea of the interval talent show.
I would willingly embrace the idea, if only Ambridge had any talent to offer. On tonight's showing, we're clearly not going to be troubling Simon Cowell in the near future. Right, now, as soon as Tom and Kirsty are here, we can start rehearsals proper.
Ah, yeah.
Ah.
But I brought in all my staff. At least let me show you.
All right, as long as you're quick.
Okay. Are you ready for this, Tom?
What's that?
Bit of juggling, mate.
Yeah, sounds good.
You will be careful, won't you?
Now relax, Linda. I've done this loads of times.
Can't wait.
Right, here we go.
Oh, not bad.
See, I told you.
Do you think you could do it with the golden eggs?
Yeah, it depends what shape they are.
Well, egg shape.
It's even better with music. I'll just,
Oh, Toby, let me do that.
That's okay.
Yeah, but what if somebody...
I saw him.
Ah! Watch out, Linda!
Toby! What the hell's going on?
Kira's much better now.
Oh, good.
It must have been one of them 24-hour bugs.
Probably, poor little thing.
Susan's not going to forget it in a hurry.
Though I gather she has plenty of other dresses to choose from.
You could say that. So, have you got your Christmas all sorted?
After the year we've had, all we want is a nice quiet one at home.
That sounds good. And will you be here tomorrow night for the Christmas lights?
Oh, yes, Henry loves them. Thanks. Jack's first time, of course.
Oh, we'll love the colours.
We might take them over to deck the hall at the weekend, too.
Oh, yeah. That's opened, ain't it?
Hi there.
Here he comes, the demon juggler.
Sorry, Toby. I'm not being rude, but Tony will be wondering where I've got to.
That's fine, Pat.
See you later.
OK, what have you heard?
Only that you nearly wiped Linda out with your juggling clubs.
It wasn't that bad. But anyway, Eddie, I've got a favour to ask.
Oh, yeah.
I expect you heard about my still.
I did. And I can't imagine where you got the idea to make alcohol in Ambridge.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I need somewhere to store it.
So you don't get thrown out of Rickyard?
You heard about that too.
Nothing gets past
me. Anyway, do you think you've got room in your container at Grundy's Field?
I might have.
It's all perfectly legal, of course. It's all boxed up. I wouldn't make any gin there.
What's in it for me?
Well, I know you're always looking for mistletoe this time of year.
Yeah.
Have you seen how much they've got in the orchard at Brookfield?
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
I'll help you pick it, too.
I'll tell you what, I'll have a think about it.
Oh, please, Eddie, I promised Pip I'd move the still tonight.
But in the meantime, mine's a pint.
You see, Mother Goose is a metaphor for the human condition.
I thought it was just good old-fashioned panto.
Well, yes. But if we take your two characters for a start...
Colin and Colinette.
Yes, you are the romantic dream incarnate.
With those names, you've got to be kidding.
Nobody's called Colinette.
Not many people are called Colin these days.
Be that as it may, Kirsty, I want you to think of Romeo and Juliet, Tristan and Isolde. There must be a struggle before the dream can be realised.
But in those stories, they die, don't they? We don't.
The point remains.
Actually, Linda, I wanted to talk about some of my lines.
Very well.
Okay, there's this one here. This boy's a hunk. With pecs like that, I'll eat him up in seconds flat. It just feels a bit, well, naff to me.
These lines have been carefully crafted, Kirsty, to fit both character and plot.
Yeah, I'm sure you spent a lot of time on them, Linda, but there's a few others too.
As you say, Kirsty, I have spent a lot of time on this script, but if you think you can do better, you're very welcome to try.
No, thanks, that's okay.
Right. Shall we?
But before we do, Linda, can I ask about Colin's motivation?
Yes.
It's quite a while since I last did this.
Robin Hood, wasn't it?
Yes.
This is quite different. Tom, never fear. I'm more than happy to answer your questions.
OK. So, when he first sees Colinette, he's not just thinking four, is he?
Just try saying the lines, Tom. I think you'll see where your motivation comes from then. Shall we?
I'm still not...
I appreciate this is your first rehearsal together, alone. But I assure you, once we begin, you'll both be fine. Now, Tom, please.
Okay. Oh, see this girl, this blushing rose, my heart's desire, I do propose.
Kirsty?
Sorry. Who is this boy? He looks so poor. But I fancy him, that's for sure. Oh, it's just
please,
so,
Kirsty, don't break the spell.
But I was thinking...
Remember, this is love's young dream, beset by obstacles, but ultimately triumphant. And never forget, fate has decreed that the two of you are always meant for one another.
What are you doing here?
I just came to see how things are going.
Yeah, right.
The geese are looking great, Rex. All ready for the slaughter next week?
Cut to the chase, Toby. Just tell me why you're here.
No, seriously, you're doing a really good job.
Josh told me about your illegal gin distilling.
Oh, right.
I swear, if David cancels our tenancy...
Oh, don't sweat. The big issue was having the still on the premises.
Without a licence.
It's not a problem anymore. It's gone.
Where?
Grundy's field. I shifted it last night with Eddie.
More fool him.
It's only temporary. I'm not making any gin there.
Well, is that what you came to tell me?
No, there's something else.
Oh, trying to knock Linda out last night.
No, that's not fair. That wasn't my fault.
I don't care, Toby. I need to get on.
Okay, the reason I'm here... I spoke to Mum this morning.
Oh? Well, what's she got to say?
Well, you know it's her birthday the week after next.
Of course.
Were you planning on going down?
Probably not. It's tricky now I'm on my own.
We haven't seen her for ages. She was telling me about this new restaurant. She obviously wants to go.
What, so we can play happy families?
Yeah, well, presumably lover boy Hans will want to tag along too.
That's not the issue.
No. But we could go together, for her sake.
Well, you mean kiss and make up?
I really don't fancy listening to those two wittering on about interest rates all night.
It's always about you, isn't it?
No.
Look around you, Toby. I'm doing this on my own, while you're messing about with gin and living off Pip.
Rex, I was thinking about Mum.
Yeah, just like you were thinking about Dad when he had his heart attack. Remind me, who was the one who spent weeks nursing him?
That was different. I was busy.
And I'm busy now. So if you want to see Mum, you go on your own.
Thanks, I will.
Now get out of my way.
I can't believe how busy it is.
Oh, you should have seen it last weekend when Deck the Hall opened.
You must be delighted.
Yes, although it's been completely manic.
Sorry, Elizabeth, you probably need to get on.
No, it's fine. Lily's always telling me I need to take time out.
Sensible advice.
Is Sasha here?
Yeah, she and her friend Esme are skating.
Oh, right.
She loves it. So, it's going well so far.
Touch wood.
People love these German markets, don't they?
Well, that's why we've got one.
Don't suppose I can tempt you to a mulled wine? Or a Wiener Schnitzel, perhaps?
No thanks, Richard.
You know, you should take Lily's advice and relax a bit. Now everything's running so smoothly.
I wish it was that easy, but when you're responsible for the whole thing...
Yeah, I know, it's tough at the top. How are Lily and Freddie getting on?
Oh, Lily's flat out organising this fashion show at college.
Really?
Yeah, she's been making loads of phone calls and sending out invites to everyone she can think of.
Good for her. When is it?
2 weeks today, on the 15th. She's even managed to get Damara Capital to sponsor them.
Takes after her mother, obviously. Wonder if Sasha might be interested in going.
I'm not sure. I think you might have to be college age or above.
Oh, that's a pity. I could have come with her.
I really can't imagine it being your sort of thing.
No. Maybe not.
Sorry, Richard. I'm going to have to take this.
Time out over.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Here to see the Christmas lights being switched on, Toby?
Well, I'm not going to be here for any other reason, am I? Standing outside the ball on a freezing cold night in December.
Pip not with you?
She's gone to get the drinks.
Oh, of course. She's the one with the money.
Yes, she is. Especially since she said goodbye to the cows on the mob grazing today.
Right. Lucky you.
Don't start, Rex.
Oh, I don't need to, do I? Jill's beaten me to it.
How do you mean?
Oh, I saw her with you just now. She didn't look very happy. Threatening to throw you off the farm, was she?
Nah, don't be ridiculous.
Oh, you can hardly blame her, given what you've been getting up to with that still.
Yeah, you must be loving this.
Not really.
Not when I could lose my job and my home because of you.
That's not going to happen.
You just don't get it, do you, Toby? Brookfield's reputation relies on people trusting them to do things the right way.
OK, keep your voice down.
That's why people buy their beef and their lamb. And if word gets out you were distilling alcohol illegally, that market would disappear overnight. No wonder Dave and the family are so cross.
OK, Rex, I had enough of this now.
Yeah, me too.
At least Pip still believes in me.
More fool her.
All right, is everybody ready for the big Ambridge Christmas light switch on? Yes! Yes! Shall we have a countdown?
Yes! Hi, Rex.
Oh, hi, Roy.
You're on your own.
Yeah, I am now.
Right.
Yeah, me too.
Here we
Must
go.
Be something we're not doing right.
Tell me about it.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's a real Ambridge tradition, isn't it? All the lights going on in the different houses, one after the other. Used to love it as a kid.
Yeah, it does take quite a while, though.
It's half the fun.
There's no Hayley or Abby this year?
No. Couldn't make it. Dad couldn't either, which is a shame, because it's his birthday.
Oh, right. I'd better have a drink to him.
Yeah.
Point of Shires.
Oh, please. Get one in for Rex and all.
Yeah, OK. Is Phoebe back soon?
Well, it would have been this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, but she's staying on for a couple of weeks, helping with the interviews for new students.
She must be enjoying it then.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. She's getting on well. Made lots of new mates.
That's the main thing. So long as they're happy, eh?
Yeah, I'll still see her over Christmas.
Hey, that's £7.60, please, Roy.
Oh, cheers, Jolene. Have one yourself, on Dad.
Oh, that's very kind. Cheers, Mike, and happy birthday.
Oh, whose birthday is it?
Oh, it's me dad's, but he's not here. Oh,
he's here in spirit, though.
Oh, no, is he...
No, it's okay, he's not dead. He's just in Birmingham.
Oh, right. Oh, well, thanks for the drink, Roy. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. Oh, how's Kenton getting on with the panto rehearsals?
Oh, don't mention the panto. I don't know why he agreed to do it in the first place.
Well, I reckon Kirsty's having second thoughts as well.
Isn't it meant to be fun?
You haven't been in a play directed by Linda Snell, have you, Rex?
No, that's true.
Yeah, but it's really awkward for Kirsty. Oh, and Tom, though. Hmm? Now, having to do all those lovey-dovey scenes together.
What's with all these texts, Roy?
Oh, hold on. I've just replied to this one.
Not being summoned back to work, are you?
No. It's just, you know, one of these dating apps.
Oh, yeah?
She must be keen.
There. Oh, it's not just one woman.
Oh, yeah?
No, I usually exchange messages with a few, and then if things go well, that's when we decide to meet up.
Oh, makes sense. So, how many are you messaging at the moment?
Four? No, five, I think.
That sounds dangerous.
Oh, no. No.
What's the matter?
You idiot.
What is it?
I only went and sent a text to Joey that should have gone to Suzanne.
Oh, and Joey's realised.
Yeah. I asked her how her gran is doing in hospital.
Well, that didn't sound too bad.
Well, you haven't seen what Joey sent back.
What? My gran died 2 years ago. What the?
Oh, dear.
Big oh, dear. Because I also sent Suzanne a text saying that she must be looking forward to her sister's hen night.
Oh, and that should have been Joey.
You guessed it.
Mm. That'll probably boost Suzanne now.
I'm not even going to look.
Oh, it's just an unlucky mistake.
Oh, Roy. No Casanova, are you?
Well, at least he's getting out there and doing something.
Yeah. I'd give it all up in a second if I could just find that one person I really click with.
Oh, she's out there, Roy. Don't you worry.
I don't know how I'm ever going to find her, though.
I hope you weren't watching me.
Oh, no, I've been busy.
Of course. Sasha reckons I should retire while the going's still good.
She loves it, doesn't she?
Yeah. I bet your two are out here all the time.
Not so much. They've got other interests now.
Did you decide what to get for their birthdays?
Yes. It turns out they both want a car, but they thought it might be too much to ask for.
That's a very generous present.
I'm not sure I should have agreed, really. But it's too late now.
I'm assuming they'll have to share it.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to lay down some ground rules about that.
What you thinking of getting?
Oh, I'm not sure.
My first car was a 2CV. Glorious in summer and icebox in winter. And lethal in high winds. If you like, I could come and help you choose something.
Oh, no, don't worry. Oh, whoops. Let's hope he doesn't need your professional services.
No, I mean about the car. It'd be no problem.
Well, thanks for the offer,
but... I'm not exactly an expert, but I've driven a lot of different cars in my time.
Honestly, I'm more than happy to go on my own. In fact, I prefer to. Sorry.
Right, well, if you change your mind, the offer's still there.
Please, Richard, let's just leave it.
OK. OK. Anyway, I'd better get Sasha and Esme back home before it's too late.
Yeah, I need to get on too.
Right. Good. I'll see you around then.
Oh, Adam was ever so nervous earlier.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Well, I reckon it's because he's taken Ian on a surprise date. And he's worried in case he don't like it.
Well, they've been together years, haven't they?
Yeah. But after what came out in court, not an easy starting over.
Yeah, that's true.
So, anyhow, I've been having to think about you and this dating malarkey.
Oh, yeah.
Jolene, you don't have to worry about my love life.
I reckon instead of using all these fancy apps and getting confused about who said what to who, maybe you should just do it the old-fashioned way.
Oh, like ask somebody out?
Yeah, that's about the strength of it.
I've tried it, Jolene. Don't work.
Oh, then maybe you're not doing it in the right way. Or in the right place.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, we used to go out dancing or clubbing every Friday night.
Nah, me and clubs, we don't get on well.
Oh, I thought you went to one the other week.
Yeah, place was rammed with teenagers. Even Jazza reckoned it made him feel old. Oh,
then you're definitely not going to the right place.
So where's that, then?
Well, as it happens, you should take a look at this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's a 90s night at this club in Felpersham. I thought Fallon and Harrison might be interested, but they can't make it. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you there, Nathan. No, what can I get you?
Actually, this looks quite interesting. What about it, Rex? Fancy reliving the 90s?
No, not really. Anyway, it's tomorrow night. I can't go. I've got something on.
Wonder if Tom would be interested.
So, which bands did you used to listen to?
Oh, all sorts. It's my era, really.
Oh, who's that?
Do you know what? I'm not even going to look.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe a new approach is exactly what I need.
Well, I enjoyed it.
I knew you would. That's why I chose it.
Yeah, but you should have gone for a film. You like to.
I did like it, though it does sometimes feel like hard work with subtitles, doesn't it?
Next time we'll watch an all-action blockbuster.
We can do whatever you like here. Next time it's your turn to choose.
Fair enough.
Although I'd probably draw the line at a heavy metal gig.
I'll bear that in mind. I'm really sorry about tonight.
I know.
There's just no one else to cover. We'd be layoff sick.
At least we've got a drink out of it.
Yeah, I had to do some arm twisting even to get away with this.
You know, Mum's doing lamb tagine.
Oh, no, don't tell me that, Adam. I love her tagine.
Sorry. The bull's so quiet in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, it was rammed last night for the Christmas lights.
It's a good job you remembered to do ours.
We'd never have lived it down if we'd missed that. Oh, I should probably get back.
Felpersham have got a big game tomorrow, haven't they? Top of the table clash.
What, have you been reading the sports pages?
I might have been. I see Benny Carvalho's back in the news too.
Is he?
Well, he was out on the town with his new wife the other night. It was in one of Lillian's magazines.
So I appreciate the effort, Adam, but I'm more interested in whether he helps us to finish at the top of the league this season.
At least it beats talking about work.
True. Yeah, I wonder what you'll be talking about tonight with Brian and Jennifer.
Ah, no prizes for guessing that one.
Yeah, I'm holding the ladder and Jazza's clearing the gutter.
You should see the crud up here.
Oh, I can hear him.
I should be on danger money for this, Tom. He's a toxic material.
Just get on with it, Jazza. We're losing the light.
Fine for you to say. You're not the one laying your life on the line.
Oh, just ignore him.
I am doing.
So, what was the Nuffield conference like?
Oh, it was brilliant. Bit nerve-wracking too, to be honest, but we're all in the same boat.
Nice people?
Yes, we got on well. There was this one woman there who had some really interesting thoughts about my study project. She was great.
You mean you fancied her?
Stop listening in, Jazza.
I can't help it. You've got such a loud voice.
Not as loud as yours.
Aye, well, that takes years of practice.
Shall I call back later?
No, don't worry, Roy. We're nearly finished. Aren't we, Jazza?
Nearly. We can do the other one tomorrow.
So, what were you ringing about?
Oh, well, I wondered whether you fancy going out tonight.
Oh, definitely. I really need a break from rehearsals.
Yeah, Kirsty was saying that they're a real pain.
Oh, that's an understatement.
Well, I was thinking we could go to a club, maybe?
A club?
You two gone clubbing?
Well, I thought you said you never wanted to go to a club again.
Yeah, but this one sounds different.
I can give you a couple of suggestions if you want.
See, they've got this 90s night in Felpersham.
Oh, are you meeting one of your dates there?
No. Just thought it'd be good to try something different.
Okay, why not? Do you know anything about a 90s night, Jazza?
Hang on. Where's it happening?
I'll just put him on speaker. Where's it happening, Roy?
Oh, it's that Ghost in the Machine.
Did you hear that, Jazza?
Aye, I know what you mean. Used to be quite rough, but they've changed the name, got new management.
You think it'll be all right?
Not full of teenagers.
I know the manager, Dickie. He's aiming for a different clientele. I can probably get us in for free.
Be great if you could.
So, we're on, yeah?
Well, I'm in.
The Three Musketeers, eh? And you never know, Roy. We might even have found you a new woman by the end of the night, I know.
What were you thinking of?
Well, how about Stratford? We haven't seen anything there for ages.
That's a really good idea.
Okay, I'll see what's on and get some tickets booked.
Great.
Well, so, what time's dinner?
7, I think. How come you've got time to call?
Well, Yaz is doing a great job, so we've got a couple of minutes.
Ah, really is a shame you're not here.
Ah, can't be helped. But at least I've got a few evenings off next week. It's only going to get busier from now on.
Hey, we're talking about work again.
Oh, sorry. Look, I'd better go. Will you give me love to Jennifer and Brian?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, see you later.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
Can I do anything to help, Mum?
No, it's fine. Is everything all right?
Yes, yeah, I just wish Ian had been able to come.
Oh, well, never mind. We'll have a nice evening.
Well, you didn't have to get changed just for me.
Oh, you know me. Any excuse to dress up.
You look fabulous.
Oh, thank you, darling.
And the tagine smells fantastic. Are you serving it with couscous?
Oh, yes, of course.
I thought we'd have a rioja to go with it.
Oh, good choice.
Something to set us up for an evening of lively conversation.
Oh, is that what we're going to be having?
Now, you two, I want you on best behaviour tonight.
Why? Are we expecting company?
Oh, well, you know that Ian can't make it. And I was hoping Kate might be able to join us, but apparently she's out with Murdo and Leanne.
Well, what about Lillian? Was she busy with Justin?
If you mean, are they rehearsing, then yes, yes, I think they are.
Well, that's a shame.
So can we please have a nice, civilised meal without any arguments?
I wasn't expecting anything else.
Oh, me neither. Let me do the honours with the wine, Brian.
Oh, that's fine, Adam. I'm in charge of this.
So you're looking for a nice wee woman then, eh?
Yeah, well, it's one thing chatting to them online.
Or by text.
Yeah, or even face-to-face. And when you get it set up and you know something about them, but this is like going into the jungle, completely unprepared.
You never know. You might bump into one of your online dates. You get the best of both worlds.
I don't think that'd help, Jazza. Especially if there's more than one of them.
The more the merrier.
Anyway, if you think about it, what's the worst that can happen?
What Jazza's just said.
Believe me, Roy, there's plenty worse than that. There's no getting your end away at all.
Oh, shut up, Jazza.
Charming.
Not everything's about sex.
You sure?
Yes.
I'm sure it'll be fine, Roy. Don't worry.
Plenty of chat lines to help out. All you have to do is see the world and I'll be there.
Thanks, Jazza. Well, it looks like Johnny and Freddie are in for quite a night with the takeaway and all those video games.
Yeah, that's Johnny's idea of a quiet night in.
Teenagers, what do you expect?
Oh, it's just another good reason to get out the house tonight.
Anyway, who cares what they're doing? This is about us and we're going to have a night to remember.
Is this it?
Oh, looks like it.
Hey, I'll meet you at the door in a couple of minutes. Just going to have a word with Dickie first.
I don't know how he does it.
It always amazes me how many people he knows.
Right, I'll get this, Tom.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I owe you for the moral support. Anyway.
You haven't had any yet?
No, but I insist. Though I might ask you for a refund if it all goes horribly wrong.
Oh, I think we managed to shake her off.
I can't believe the way she's been following us round.
Oh, not me. It's you she's after. Mm.
What have I done to deserve Tracy Horobin?
Oh, come on, Roy. She's not that bad. You can do a lot worse.
Did you see the way she was eyeing me up over her Prosecco glass?
It was instant from the moment you walked in.
It's not funny, Tom.
No, I know.
But where's Jazza got to?
Last I saw, he was on the dance floor surrounded by women.
Yeah, and all we've been doing is running away from Tracy.
Yeah. We should get out there, really. Well,
after this beer, maybe.
Yeah. What do you think of this music?
Oh, it's good. It's a bit trance, but that's okay.
You're used to it. It's down in here like a pair of lemons.
Oh, so you remembered we're still here?
I thought you'd be having Tracy, but you're right.
Don't start.
Well, we're just chilling out, Jazza.
High enough the talent, eh? Well, fair enough. I'll see you later.
But Jazza!
No, let him go. He's right, though. Can't stand here all night.
No.
Here we go. This'll do. You coming, right?
Maybe the next one.
You do know Tracy's on her way over?
Oh, Lord, is she, Yeah, all right, then. Let's go for it.
Such a shame Ian couldn't have joined us.
He'd have much preferred to be here.
Yes, well, we'll have to do this again when things are a bit easier for him at work.
Yes, we will. Now, does anyone need anything else? Another brandy, perhaps?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, me too. Have we checked on the fishing lake recently?
Oh, no. Oh, we're not going to talk about work, are we?
Oh, I think we've done rather well to avoid the subject so far.
Yes, but to answer the question, no, I haven't. I'll look in tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.
I should have checked when we looked at the estate the other day.
Well, there's no rush.
You know, Brian, I still don't quite understand why you're so keen on this idea of buying up that land.
Oh, Adam.
No, Jenny, it's all right. All right. Because that's all it is at the moment, Adam. It's an idea. I haven't made any decisions.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yes, so am I. You haven't even mentioned it to anyone else yet.
No, but when I do, I'll simply tell them that all I want is for the farm to produce the best return possible on every single acre.
We're trying to do that already.
Yes, but if we take on extra land, we'll have a lot more scope to get our costs down.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Brian.
Seriously, Adam, I appreciate all the theory with these herbal lays and no-till drills.
Do you?
Yes, but even you'd have to admit the results so far haven't been that impressive.
Oh, come on, it's far too early to judge. We have to think longer term when the changes I've made will start to show their value.
But can we afford to wait, though?
Well, Adam can. We won't be running this farm forever, darling.
I know that. Believe it or not, I'm thinking long-term too.
Oh, really?
Yes. In the end, it comes down to balancing the risks.
What, and spending $2.7 million with no guarantee of a return is balancing the risks?
It is a huge amount of money, Brian.
You see? Even Mum thinks it'd be mad.
Hey, hold on, Adam. I'm not taking sides here.
And besides, I haven't actually spent it yet.
Oh, no, you want to, though.
It's just a proposal at this stage.
With Justin Elliott pulling the strings.
Oh, I'm not sure that's fair, Adam.
Justin's being incredibly generous, in fact, offering us the opportunity.
What you're proposing would blast an enormous hole in our finances.
But you know as well as I do, land is the safest investment there is.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? I've heard this all before, and I don't particularly want to hear it again.
Adam?
Sorry, Mum. It's been a lovely meal, but actually, I'm feeling rather tired now. I'll see you tomorrow.
There. I knew we shouldn't have started talking about this.
Oh, don't worry. You'll be fine. Nothing wrong with a bit of healthy debate.
Oh, is that what you call it?
If only you'd understand, it's his future and everyone else's I'm thinking about, not ours.
That's not how Adam sees it, though.
Not yet, perhaps. Well, one day he will. And Debbie, Kate, Alice and Rory.
You need to talk to them.
Yes, I know. But once I've explained it to them fully, hopefully they'll all see what a terrific deal it is.
This is the BBC.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.